There's a queue to get into Bouncy Bob's. Andrew shepherds his boys to the back. He carries Angus. At home. They call Angus Usain Bolt. Since the second he started walking, ludicrously early at 10 months, the child's been constantly on the move. He's at it now, wriggling and twisting in Andrew's arms.
Down, Papa, down. Gus wants down now.
Shauna would have known to bring the buggy. She uses the buggy as a restraining device. The buggy's not here, and neither is Shauna. She's at the hairdresser's with her mom. It is, as she informed Andrew earlier, his bloody turn to occupy the weans. Shauna's sounding more and more like her mother these days. Andrew's working up to saying something, waiting till she's in a decent mood. The word's great on him. Weans for kids. Grand, which is now her answer to everything. Wee for little. Wee for something extra to say. Wee this, wee that. When Shauna says wee love, wee shoes, wee cup of tea, it makes Andrew want to scream. She'd talked like this when they'd met in uni. Andrew had found it charming at first. Then he'd heard how it sounded in company. He was embarrassed for her, and later for himself. An accent like that did not reflect well. He'd felt a bastard for fixating on such a tiny thing, but was mortified, or scunded, as Shauna might say, every time she pluralised you. It was a relief when London wore the northerner out of her. Sharp consonants emerged from her mid-Ulster drawl. Then due respect for proper grammar. After a decade or so in exile, you could tell where she came from only when her mother was on the phone. The boys have taken after him. They speak London with a side of Oxford plum. If pressed upon by his granny, Connor can still reel out a passable version of "I'll tell me more." He has the Belfast accent down to a T, but even at 6, knows this sort of speaking's just a party piece. It's funny enough within context. Certainly not fit for everyday use. There are 3 groups ahead of them in the queue. A Harris-looking woman with 2 small girls. A grandparent set up. And dear God, no. What looks to be a birthday party. 12 or more 8-year-old boys, all dressed up as superheroes, clutching gift-wrapped presents in plastic bags. Connor spots them immediately. He tugs at Andrew's belt.
"Papa," he says, "you said I couldn't wear my spider suit because of COVID."
These last few months, Andrew's been using COVID as his go-to excuse for avoiding things he doesn't want to do. "I'm sorry, boys, the park's closed today. McDonald's is all out of Happy Meals. Don't blame me, it's a COVID thing." So far, Connor hasn't questioned the logic. He'll pout a little, then acquiesce. The child's not too sure what COVID is. In his head, it's sinister and a bit snakish. Like a character lifted from his Gruffalo book.